We heard earlier that Norwich City Council has spent £40 million on property in the city. Here are a few of the reader's comments. Resident Smith said, yes, buy it all up, crush the city centre so they can buy more, then sell the lot to a massive developer to rebuild 75% of the city centre. Phil Kelly added, completely baffling decision, all done in secrecy on the grounds of commercial sensitivity. What about public accountability? However, we did vote them in. Ex-Lab, now UKIP, noted, this is the council who time after time claimed there is no money to help our homeless and vulnerable, yet have now found millions out of nowhere. Boatman agreed. The money would have probably been better spent on buying houses to provide affordable rented houses and give the greedy buy-to-let landlords a shake-up. Rodney Hoffman is puzzled. Now even more confused as to how councils work. They say government cuts, but if they are holding millions of pounds, why invest in properties? Surely this money should be used to make up any shortfall. Everything seems to be at risk, they tell us. Social care, libraries, police, etc. Yet they have millions for properties. Why introduce higher car parking charges to use recycling depots, etc.? Are the high business rates put there to make sure that businesses go bust so the council can snap them up as a bargain? We are being conned big time. But the count approves of the policy. It makes perfect sense. Get a return per annum on investment, plus retaining the capital value so you can raise the money by selling if necessary. It allows the council to continue providing services over and above that funded by central government, plus gives an incentive for the council to ensure that the city centre remains busy to maximise rents.
Last week we heard about proposals for a huge new town between Norwich and King's Lynn. Tim Johnson of Chedgrave thinks this is a terrible idea. Reproposed new town. It is not often that I agree with Bill Borrett, but in this instance he's 100% right. I'm an old Norfolk boy, 72 and a half years old. My father was a gamekeeper, and having lived in the county all my life, I've worked all over the country and travelled to many countries. Norfolk is unique, and to plonk a new town in the middle of it would be a travesty. The properties will be slums in 20 years' time. Norfolk and Suffolk are not the sort of counties suited to just dropping big blocks of urban development in. Surely there are plenty of brownfield sites still available for development on a smaller scale. The type of development proposed just to meet government targets would have a catastrophic effect, ruining the character of Norfolk forever. These proposals are particularly ill-timed, with Norfolk Day being celebrated last Friday. Please think again.